Oismim Gimel. Palais Magal Raglecha. The Asher Atzucha Bederach Beinani, the Michael, the Mishte, the Bechomi the Sechel. So the first half is based on a Pasuk of Mishlei. The Pasuk of Mishlei, Paradalic, but the Dalit says, Palais Magal Raglecha, Bechol the Rechecha Yukerno. So Lashon HaPelis is, it was a type of a scale. So if you measure your steps, you balance it out and do it in a balanced way, everything that you do will have a good foundation. That's Pasha Taicha the Pasuk. The challenge is what's the language? Palais Magal Raglecha. Palais Raglecha. Measure out how you step, what you do, where you go. So what's Palais Magal Raglecha? So in the there's a Shiri Das called Palais Magal Raglecha. And he says like this. He says that in any person's world of avodah, if you want to picture it as the areas that he deals with in life and what he functions in and everything that he does, it's a circle. The middle of the circle is avodas Hashem, being with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, etc. That's your point. That's the point you're trying to bring everything within that range. And then you also eat and you sleep and you drink and you interact with people, etc. Those are the functions that you do, which are not in the circle, they're not in the point, they're around it. They surround that point. Right? The further the way you get, the more that you do, which is not part of that point, that's the further way you're moving away from that midpoint. You want to sort of find a balance to keep that circle as close as to the point as possible. Say it's the Palais Magal Raglecha. So he says, you know what? Every person needs sleep. Right? So my avodah in the middle, the actual avodah of Kadosh Baruch Hu is the midpoint. Included in the area around that is sleep. But it should be with a measure, he says. You're going to be walking within that circle. That's the circle that you function. That's the area that you function in. A person needs 7 hours of sleep and he sleeps 10. So there's extra stuff in the circle. So you have to measure out to how much you need, how much you're going to be putting into your circle of where you function in. So he says, okay, so, you know, I know exactly seven, maybe seven and a half, maybe seven, maybe 8 hours. Okay, that's fine. That, you know, as long as there's an honest try assessment, part of any assessment is I need leeway. Otherwise, I'm going to be neurotic. I need exactly 7 hours and 17 minutes, 23 seconds. I mean, it's impossible, right? You know, it's within a range, you know. Right. I need to eat. How much do I need to eat? Do I need, you know, how many times a day should I be eating? You know, should be twice a day, three times a day, five times a day. I don't know. Each person is different, you know, whatever they need. But if it's an honest assessment, so fine. But if it's not an honest assessment, so then, again, and there's leeway. I need to relax. He says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Kol mavatam in the Torah shalom l'tzorach reizim yischai b'nafshe. So, because I'll say that we have tzorach and we have needs. That's fine. Part of our tzarech is not to have to get down our tzarech down to a perfect science, because that's impossible. It's also part of my tzarech. So I need to relax. I need relaxation. I need to be able to chill out every single day. I need an hour of relaxation. Fine. So if I do an hour and 10 minutes, probably it's okay, because you can't get exact science. If I spend 6 hours a day in relaxation, I got a problem. So that's Palais Magal Raglecha. When you do that, the Yashar Atzmecha B'derech Beinoni, then you'll be able to create a balanced approach, the Michael Mishnah, not starving yourself and not overeating, you know, indulging yourself in things which are unhealthy of you, not trying to eat a bare minimum and limiting what you're able to eat. So a person has to have a balance, in how the person shouldn't be a Robson and he shouldn't be a Gargaron, in the second, and everything that a person interacts with in the way he does things in the world, there has to be a balance. It's interesting, the Rosh puts this as part of his Kabbalah. There's Yetzirah in both directions. Yetzirah of that we mentioned last night in the Shul, the Yetzirah of not getting enough sleep. It's a very big Yetzirah. You know, I'll stay up and I'll learn very late, etc. No, I've lived through those Tzkubas. I remember one Tzkub when I was a Bachur. I put in quite late hours. I don't get so much sleep right now either, but, you know, I try. But also I'm a little bit older. You're a bit older, you need less sleep. But for a bacher, right, it wasn't a good zman. The end of the day, looking back retroactively, you know, retrospect, it wasn't a good zman. Right? If I got, I had a charus in yeshiva. Extremely disciplined person. Is everybody Ozzie Burnham's father? Ari Burnham was here for the bris. Sir Arye and I were charuses back in 1977, 78. It was back a few years ago. Arye was one of the most disciplined people. I may imagine he still is, but every night, I think 11:10, lights were out. He got up every morning, I think at 10 to 7. So got 7 hours. He needs 7 hours and 40 minutes. And then he did not waste a second the whole day. He was very very rested. He was very much in control. Yitzhar didn't have any power over him, you know, because when you're tired, Yitzhar has much more power over you. You end up doing things you don't want to do, etc. Schmoozing, you don't want to schmooze, because you get pulled into it. But if you're energy, you have the control, you have the ability to deal with it. And he sat and learned the whole day. He almost didn't waste any time. I mean, he ate, and he ate healthy, and he didn't, you know, run through it either. I mean, there was a bacher in yeshiva when I was a bacher. He's younger than me. Was a tremendous masmid. And that was his kalim, that was his ability. And Baruch Hashem, he's grown up to be very, very chashav yid. He ate breakfast, I don't know, in the dining room, in and out. Came to yeshiva, he was 12 years old, he was in the second year basement of Shir. His name is C. Meyer Zilberberg. Ever hear of him? Okay. So C. Meyer, breakfast 5 minutes flat. I mean, and then he's back in basement. He's 12 years old. Run to the dining room, pull out breakfast, and he was sitting there the whole day. You know, the guy didn't waste a minute. Lu Yisha, they're definitely helping Lu Yisha. His father's also in Lu Yisha. So that's where he came from, where he comes from. But, you know, some guys try to do that. It's not going to be good for them. It's going to backfire. I know the Chavim, she was quite a chosher, a very well-known big mashpia in Klal Yisrael right now, who was, I mentioned the Shmuel was like, you know, like he was, he eventually he went to Tels, he went to Mir, he told me, and he came back, he came this after Mir. He said, you know, he was a Kabbalah dynasty, but this is a person that's one of the most gregarious person, people you ever meet. Just like, the man just, he could talk with anybody about anything for 5 hours long. I have no idea what he, you know, but he does it, you know. He's great. He talks too much. That is deep. Right? After 3 days, you know, he was like, Pashat, he was withering. And remember, Aaron Kaddish walks by, he says, Lozu Aderach. He says his name, Lozu Aderach. He keeps going. Like three words, Lozu Aderach. That was it. You know, it's not for you. That's not your approach. Right? And he's much being inclined a different way. So for him to try and do that, it wouldn't have been healthy. Right? For him to do what he does, it is healthy. You know, each person has their own approach. With that being said, the general approach for most people, there has to be a balance. A person needs to get a good night's sleep. A person needs to eat well. The person needs to drink well. The person needs to interact with people. Right? A person overdoes it, it's going to backfire. A person doesn't work, try and control it at all, so he's losing time. The oyster of that story that I said from the stipend last night, for those of you who are unlucky enough to be here now, so you get the oyster of the story. So Rashi brings from Megillah Storim, Kasa Megillah Storim. Megillah Storim was that we have Chazal, Old Torah was Baal Peh. There really was a council called Megillah Storim, which means that they have a person, if somebody, this man, they learned Torah Baal Peh, they're afraid they would get something, they could write it down from themselves. They cannot learn from it. They cannot teach from it. They could keep it in writing to go review. It was called Megillah Storim. It was written. It was kept Seser. It was kept private. Rashi is in the Tzatzim Megillah Storim. I found a Megillah Storim, which means it's somewhere from Chazal. Rashi found a Megillah Storim. And he said, Yom 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 Mizvek. Right? So he says, the mashal which you give is as if two people are together, and they start traveling in different directions. So after a day of travel, they're not 1 day apart, they're 2 days apart. He traveled 1 day to the east, he traveled 1 day to the west. So Rosh Hashanah says, "In Tazvena Yom Yomai Mezvekla." Right? If you're eyes of me, I'm also eyes of you. So Rashi says, you go this way, I go that way. Torah says, if you go this way, I go that way. So it's like Mitzvah Cheshav, Baruch Hashem learns 12 hours a day. So let's say Baruch Hashem learns 10 hours a day. So he's oiz of the Torah for 2 hours. So the Torah is oiz of him for 2 hours. So he ends up losing 4 hours worth of Torah. So he started out with 10, right? But instead of only losing 2, he lost 4. Says, let's say he only learns 8 hours. So he lost 8. He was oiz of 4 hours. But there's also oiz of him for 4 hours. So he learned 8, and he lost 8. So he ends up with 0 for the day. So the Baruch wonders why he's not successful in learning. He says, this is always for the letter. Because Tazeniyam Yamai Mezveka. That's what's going to happen. It applies to hours as well. So, end of the day. His day was basically, the balance of absorption of Torah was totally destroyed. If he only was 8 hours, he could have been 12. So, the certain Torah doesn't get absorbed in him. So, it's not a wonder. He said, you have a Balabas who only has an hour a day to learn. He actually learns an hour. For him, that's not, he's mamash doing what he's supposed to do. And he's absorbing Torah. Rav Baruch is learning 8 hours a day and not being successful. That's the last type of his letter. So, but what's the definition of what you need? So he the cipher in his version put 2 hours a day for a person to have downtime, right? So maybe we'll say we need more than that. Okay, fine. So you don't have 11 hours a day, 10 hours a day, whatever the number is. After that, you have to do it. But the point over here is not to overdo it. That's just going to backfire. I can't live like that. It's overburdening for me. It's overpowering for me. I can't handle it. Okay. Well, Ta'yamin is small. It says, okay, then he says, don't go too far towards trying to one direction or the other. Towards, we'll call it the positive, the yamin, which means learning more at the expense of your eating or sleeping, or learning less, and overdoing it and learning or sleeping. And he says, okay, let's move from the issue of Michael and Mishnah to Dibur. That Dibur also, there has to be a balance in your Dibur. The challenges we have in the world of Dibur is, you know, that we try and control it, and then it's sort of like plotzes. You know, the guy ends up having the shamut, you know, saying things he doesn't want to really talk about, or spending more time about it than he really wants to do. And next thing you know, he's out there, you know, he's 2 o'clock in the morning, he's still schmoozing, you know. Right? The conversation started at 12. The worst time, to start a conversation at 12, because you're not in control anymore. You're exhausted. You're tired. You don't self control. So you're not going to, you know, just going to talk for 5 minutes and then go to bed. Famous last words. Right? Now, I'm not saying there are times a person really has something she needs to share. He needs to connect with people. It's important to have a connection with people. And then we do that through speech. You know, the main way we connect to people is by talking with them, sharing with them, discussing with them, thinking with them. You know, it's through the point we touch another person through speech. That's how we touch, right? If the right words are said, etc. We need to connect. That's important. So it has to be balanced. The point is not that it shouldn't do it. It shouldn't take place. It should take place. Okay, you know, that deserves its own conversation. Let's hold it here.